What is up, guys? Welcome to the Think Computers Weekly Tech Podcast. This is episode 306, and our podcast is brought to you by Amazon. If you go to thinkcomputers.org/Amazon and happen to purchase something, that gives us a little kickback and keeps the podcast ongoing. With me is my co-host Ryan. What's going on?
Not much. I'm ready to podcast and stream.
New Apex season, right? New Apex season, right?
New Apex season tonight, but I think we've got some good stories tonight too. New stories and reviews. So
excited. We got a lot. We have a lot of stuff to talk about for sure. Everybody, if you are in the live chat, definitely say what's up. And if you are in the live chat or listening later and you want to follow along, we do have our full show notes page that has everything that we're going to be talking about tonight. And so if you want to follow along, it is right there. It is in the description of the video that you're watching. I'm like kind of flabbergasted because it's been like such like a nice day today in San Diego. It went up to like 84. It was really nice here too, yeah. And I was outside. I was like, oh man, I gotta go inside the podcast. But yeah, it's like one of those just like perfect days. So I'm kind of, I don't know. That should be a little weird.
I know. Last week, you know, we were getting snow and now it's, it was like almost 60 today, I think.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. It's always good. So like, I remember obviously like being, you know, back in Pittsburgh, you would get like that one nice day in the winter and you'd like have to make the best out of it. Like you know, and then 2 days later you'd be snow again. So yeah, I know. Yeah. But in any case, let's talk tech. We have a new review this week, and it's a smaller version of a case we reviewed last year, which is pretty cool. So it is the Fractal Design Torrent Compact, and they basically made the case smaller, which I'm actually a big fan of. I think for a couple of reasons. One of the biggest reasons is I like seeing the same style of cases, just like a big version, medium version, small version. You know what I mean? I think that's pretty cool because if you like the design of the Torrent, it kind of stands out. You know, you want a smaller version. And two is that the original version, if you remember our review, I even said in it, like if you don't do like a water cooling build or have like a really massive graphics card, there is a lot of dead space in that case pretty much. So having a smaller version is good. So basically they released two versions today. They released a Torrent Compact, which we reviewed, and then a Torrent Nano, which is for, actually, I don't even know if it's Mini ITX. Well, I know it supports Mini ITX. I'm pretty sure that's just Mini ITX, but in any case, two smaller versions, which is really great. Real quick in the chat, we have old man said, hey, what's going on, old man? Good to see you here. And Rick, good to see you from Florida. I'm sure it's really nice there.
Yeah, no kidding.
So good to see you guys in there. But yeah, so we have a smaller version of the case, pretty much looks identical to the original, which I think is a good thing. Here you can kind of see the differences in size. So it's not like insanely small, but it's definitely smaller both in length as well as height. You can see that the original kind of, it's just a little bit taller. This one is just slightly smaller. And the cool thing about this, and I think this is the biggest thing for me, is that you don't lose a ton of support when it comes to this case. So you can still support ATX and extended ATX motherboards in here. You can still do graphics cards up to 330 millimeters in here. You still get the two pre-installed 180 millimeter fans on the front of the case. So you do get all of that, which is really awesome. I think a lot of times when companies do make smaller versions, it goes like, okay, we have our case that supports ATX and extended ATX. And then the next one down is micro ATX, where, like I said, a lot of the bigger cases are just overkill for a lot of builds. So you want something that's a little bit smaller, but can still support at least ATX. So you do get that with this case, which I think is really awesome. Also, one of the cool things about this case, let me find a picture of it. We have, you know, this is a higher airflow design. So you have the fans in the front here, as well as placement at the bottom. Now, in the original Torrent, we had fans pre-installed on the bottom. There are no pre-installed fans on the bottom of the case. There's also no cooling brackets. So On the original, we had a removable cooling bracket, which made it super easy to install fans on the bottom of the case. Now you don't get that. So if you do want to install fans down here, you will have to remove the feet of the case, which can be annoying, obviously, if you're doing your install. Up front, you can do a 360 rad. In the bottom, you can do a 280 rad if you're looking to do water cooling. And then this case, just like the original, does come with fan brackets because the case is specifically made for placement of the two 180s in the front. But if you want to take those out, the case does come with fan brackets. So you can either do water cooling or you can do, 140 or 120 millimeter fans on the front as well. Lots of space inside. You have two main cable routing channels, which do have the rubber inserts. Then you have a small one way down here at the bottom. And you have one up here for your CPU power cable. Let's see. Same top-mounted power supply, which I think is really great. Because you get a top-mounted power supply, that allows you to have this open area at the bottom so you could have air coming into the case quite easily. There's no obstruction. It's just a good way to have really high airflow. And they do have the ARGB strip on it, which I think is pretty cool too. Just adds a little bit of flair to the case. As far as hard drive support, so you have three 2.5-inch SSD mounts. Just like everything Fractal does, these are made of metal. Easily removable, single thumb screw there, which again, I definitely like just installing things outside of the case and then putting them on. And then I didn't show you on the previous page, you have one more hard drive bracket, which is at the top of the case, actually. So they put one up here, and this gives you your 3.5-inch support, but it also supports a 2.5-inch hard drive if you wanted to install one there. Super easy. So you have four hard drives out of the box as well.
I like that placement there because it's, you used to take up so much space with 3.5-inch drives. And I think that's part of what helps make this case so small, right? To be able to take that. But they gave you the option to put the 3.5 up top. And it's not like they had to obstruct the rest of the case or anything, right? Your power supply is extending out there. And so, no, I think this is awesome.
Yeah. So you have all of that up there. The side panels are the typical best in class, I would say. Side panels are the ones that just pull off, as you can see here, with a single hand. You can take them off. There's no screws or anything weird like that. It's just, really, really easy. And the opposite side panels the same way, just come off incredibly easy. Let's look at our install. Installation is super, super easy too. Very straightforward. The only real weird thing that kind of, because they made the case shorter, there's no cable routing holes below the motherboard. So everything has to go over to the side basically, which isn't a massive deal, but we have a small 3060 here. A shorter one, and you can kind of just looks kind of weird, like it just going over there.
It's always nice to run those video cables straight down, or the USB that's usually on the bottom through a little another grommet. You would have thought they would have put another cutout there on the bottom section.
Yeah, there's just not any, as you can see here, there's just not any space down there really for it. But yeah, an extra hole or something would have been there. And then another thing I really did notice is on the back side of the motherboard tray, there is not a lot of space. You have a cable guide channel and all of that, but all of these other cable, everything has to be basically flush against the back of the motherboard tray, or that back panel will actually pop open. Let's go to the second page. And you can see here, they have a screw hole here where you can screw in and lock the panel. But if you don't do that, it's likely that your back panel will kind of pop off. So it's definitely something to consider. It's just weird because Fractal was always a company that gave you so much space behind the motherboard tray. And here you don't get a whole lot of space. And it's kind of weird because you actually have to install your, typically we would install our hard drives facing down, but there's just not enough room to do that either. So you have them going up and you have, you know, cables and stuff, but there's just not a ton of room at all behind the motherboard tray. Again, it's not the biggest deal, but you have to be very, very meticulous when it comes to routing all of your cables. And especially if you're doing like RGB stuff with all those cables, it would be kind of a disaster. And there's really no place to hide your cables besides a small little section up top here. Another thing I didn't mention is you do get a fan hub here. So you have their Nexus 9P Slim, I believe it's called. Supports up to 9 PWM fans and then one cable that goes to your motherboard. So you can control all of those fans with your motherboard software if you wanted to. Super awesome that you have that. So basically, all the fans that you can install in this case would be supported by this single fan hub, which is really cool as well. Mounted at the front of the case, very easy to access. So you have all of that. So like our build came out, like I said, pretty well, super clean. It's very hard to not have a clean build in this case, just because, you know, everything's being shown off here and everything else is on the opposite side. As far as performance goes, it performed really well. You can see like CPU temperatures, it's in a top here. Even when it comes to load, it's doing very well. GPU temperature, same thing. Very, very good here. And then like noise levels, it's one of the best. Even being a high airflow case, it's just an awesome overall case as far as performance. And that is just with those two front 180 millimeter fans. And I found that like if I put my hand on the back of the case where the ventilation is, you could feel air coming out like there was a fan there, but there's no rear exhaust fan. So I wouldn't say you 100% need a rear exhaust fan. I would suggest one, but I do think that, I mean, those two 180s do a good job, and maybe down the line you can get a fan.
Yeah, I mean, depending on what you put in there, right?
Yeah.
Like if you're putting some really hot components in, sure, add one in, but it sounds like you could probably get away with not putting any additional fans in.
Yeah, so
a lot of builds.
I really like this case. It's going to sell for $149. And that's the black and white versions. With the white version only comes with a clear side panel, and then the black version comes with, you can just get it with a metal side panel. You don't have to do the tempered glass, or you can get it with a tempered glass panel. Those are $149. And then there's an RGB version that's $169. And that comes with two glass panels. So you have a glass on one side and on the other. And then that one comes with two 180 millimeter RGB fans pre-installed. And that's $169. I still think that this is like, even though this is like a mid tower, I think it garners those prices just because everything in this case is metal besides the front and top, really, you know, everything is metal. Great build quality, a lot of support.
Can you show the back of the case again? The wiring, you know, you had some images with the wiring.
Yeah.
Which I think is kind of a cool feature that they added. The rear of the case, the very backside.
Oh, yeah. So that was on the original torrent as well.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah. Right here. Yeah, so
they've got those Velcro tabs. That's awesome.
Yeah, so we saw it on the original torrent as well. Okay. Fractal seems to be the only company that's doing this. I don't know of another company that's doing this, but basically they have four Velcro straps here that are on the they go through the interior of the case to lock in, but they're on the exterior, and they make it so you can route all of your cables easily. You can see here, so once you have everything plugged in, you just route it all, and then you have this nice basically single, you know,
that's very
line cool. of cables coming out. This is great because especially because you have the top mounted power supply, it just makes everything so much easier. Again, they did it on the original Torrent, and it's here as well on the Torrent Compact. So
that's one thing Fractal's so good at, is like those little innovations that they mm-hmm. add to cases that make such a difference. You're like, God, how did nobody think of this beforehand?
Yeah.
This is so handy.
And we talk about this all the time, is that Fractal is one of those companies that's always changing things, always making things, you know, just like the evolution of their side panel. You know, because when they did it the first time with the no screws, push on, push off, like they could have left it at that, but it's even evolved. They have the little tabs now, and you can see that little piece of like it's not rubber, but it's kind of like rubber on the inside. Like they've evolved these side panels since the beginning. And we talk about this all the time. And I always bring up Antec because Antec just seemed to screw everything up. But like they were a company that initially, you know, were like the one of the big case manufacturers, and they never worked on the internal layouts of their cases. And I think there's a lot of companies that are still very far behind. I think even like Thermaltake is decently far behind on their internal designs of their cases, not making good use of space. We even saw it with a recent Cooler Master case that we reviewed, like the internals of the case are just dated. And I think Fractal always, it's not often that I'm like, wow, this is not good, you know, when it comes to Fractal. And, you know, right, again, everything besides the top and the front of this case is metal too. So a lot of cases you see the hard drive trays are plastic, or, you know, just a bunch of other things that just aren't well made. Everything in this case is very well made in my opinion. So, yeah. And then Old Man said, Wendell from Level One Tech showed the torrent will fit in a server rack if you remove the feet. I don't know why you would, but you can if you want. That's pretty cool. Is this,
I'm guessing, like on its side or something?
Yeah, I assume it's this torrent, not the torrent, the original torrent, because that thing's huge.
Yeah, it'd need to be like 19 inch.
Yeah. So, but in any case, like I said, I like this case. For what it is, it's a great bit tower. And I said, the biggest thing I think that's great about this case, it's perfect for the person doing like a non-water cooling build, or even somebody who's not even using an AIO. Like this is the perfect case because you're going to get high airflow. You're going to be able to show off all your hardware. You have support, again, for 4 hard drives, extended ATX, ATX, and long graphics cards, full-size ATX power supplies as well. And all those little things that we talked about too. So really good case. And we're giving one away. We are giving away the RGB version. So that's the black version of the case that has two. I'll just bring it up so you guys can see it here. That has, you know, tempered glass side panels on both sides, plus the two RGB fans. Giving one away, like all of our contests, we're doing it on Gleam. If you want to know the URL, it is in the review as well as in the show notes for the podcast. So get in there. But if you still can't find it, just go to the website up top, click on contests, and it should be, yeah, it's the first one right there. And yeah, just get your entry in. Super easy to enter. And then once you do your first entry, there are 16 other ways that you can enter as well by like following us on social media and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, pretty excited to be giving you guys, getting somebody out there one of these cases so they can do a pretty,
very cool,
pretty awesome build there. Also, I didn't mention we did release our video for the case as well this morning. So if you want to, it's on our YouTube. It's in the review as well. If you want to check that out, you can go ahead and do that too. If you don't want to hear me, you know, if you don't want to read the review, you can just watch me talk about the case as well. So yeah, that is the new case from Fractal Design. And we'll move on to Case Mod Friday. And we have another amazing build from Sneff Computer Design. Always does an excellent job.
I saw this like a couple days before. I don't know, it was sometime last week or maybe the week before, whenever this first got released. And I meant to tell you about it. And I was like, oh, I keep forgetting. And then I saw it was this case. And I was like, all right, good. He chose it. Yeah.
This is done inside the Thermaltake Core P6, which I believe I have sitting here to review, actually. Just so much water cooling, great colors with this. I think the white goes really good with the purple, actually. And you have a full monoblock on the CPU and power delivery components, graphics card, obviously. And then you have res channels here, over here.
There's only tubing where you absolutely have to have it in this build. Like on the back where your fan would be. Like, you know what I mean? Ugh, it's so cool.
Yeah, and then you have this.
People are so creative.
Awesome. Mid plate that has like, you know, where you would normally like have tubing, it's all done through the mid plate here, which is just awesome. How you see the water, like how often would you need to clean this out? Like, would you,
I mean, that looks like it's clear coolant, right? So there's not, it's not like you're using the, I forget, like Mayhem's, pastels or the stuff that has the shimmer to it. So it's not, it's probably not too bad. It'll probably discolor your gear at some point. But I mean, it's always good to clean your loop out. Like, I don't know, maybe once a year or so. I need to do mine pretty soon here, actually.
Then you have an LCD here, which I assume is going to be like an 8:64 display, which is pretty awesome. I mean, it's just such a sleek build. Yeah. Man, it's just like perfect, you know, everything on this is just, it just goes together so well, I would say, for sure. So definitely check that one out. Shout out to Sneff Computer Design. We always feature his stuff because
it's good.
Yeah, it's always just so good.
The white on those fans looks, yeah, pretty awesome. And I can't tell, is it almost looks like that front tinted or panel is tinted just slightly purple, or maybe
no,
it's just,
I think
making
it's,
it look,
I think that's just the
background showing through.
Background through, because the front panel is tinted on this,
right? Yeah,
slightly, but it's, yeah, I mean, yeah, you can kind of see.
Okay, so yep. Yeah.
But yeah, it's such an awesome build. Go ahead and check that out from Sneff Computer Design. And that brings us, because we talked about the giveaway, that brings us to news. And we don't have a whole lot of stuff this week, but we have some pretty interesting stories. First, Intel posted a very clear picture, probably the clearest picture that we've seen of an actual Intel Arc Alchemist discrete graphics card, which you can see here. It looks like a real graphics card. It looks like something, you know, that it looks like an AMD card on, honestly, just by how everything looks on it. Especially the,
you've got Raja Koduri there.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
especially the,
bracket there.
Yeah. The locking bracket. It looks exactly like the AMD one. But in any case, we get a clear, definitive look at the card. The PCB itself takes up about 75% of the card, and then you have extra cooling here. And we assume, you know, it looks like one, two, three, looks like four heat pipes that would go to another fin stack that's covering the GPU. And it's, we don't know if these are going to make direct contact with the GPU. It's unknown at this time, but we can kind of see that. You can also see, you know, where the GDDR6 would be. You know, you can see all the pads.
Right on the GPU,
yeah, for all of that kind of stuff as well. Now, this card is said to be, it outperforms the RTX 3070 Ti, this card. Also, we can see that you have full 16X. That's been a big deal lately with a lot of cards. You're not getting the full 16 PC Express lanes, but you're getting that down there as well. So you have that. 8 and 6 pin power. I didn't mention that. It would be right here. You can see the pins. So 2, 4, 6, 8. That's the 8 pin, and then 2, 4, 6. So 6 pin. 6 plus 8. Be 300 watts of power if you combine.
If you look at that, though, it looks like that board is ready for 8. Dual eights, because there's two more holes, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
There's going to be another version that is going to take 2 8-pin.
Yeah, and they put that spec in there for like if there is like an add-in board partner that would be overclocking or would need more power, you would put the stuff in like the reference so they could do it.
Sure.
Yeah, I think that's just in general. Like you would, I think in anything, even if it would take like a 4-pin, you would still have the two other pinouts there, just in case, maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean that's a good thing to see. So yeah, but that would be 300 watts of power if you include the slot power that you get as well. So this sample is said to have 512 execution units, 4096 unified shaders, and like I said, would outperform the RTX 3070 Ti. I'm like good that we're seeing this because it's been delayed and. You know, like, where are we getting something? And this is like a real graphics card. Like, this looks like, you know,
you could throw this into your system right now.
Yeah, so that's exciting.
So they've got those pads on the back too, right? And those look pretty thick.
These
for being on the backside, yeah.
I don't know if those are just covering something.
Or you think they're just covering something?
Yeah, I think.
But if it was, why wouldn't they just marker it out like they did?
I don't know. Maybe it's covering something that can't touch something else, or maybe I don't think those are part of the card. They don't. You know what I mean?
I mean, if you had a back plate on there, it just seems like they would be thicker than you would typically see on the back. Anyways, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know what the final design is going to look like, obviously, but this just gives us a good idea. Like I said, I'm excited to see it just because this has been, 3 years?
Quite a few, yeah.
Yeah, so we've been waiting for this for a while. I know we do have it like XE, you know, GPUs or, you know, as part of like Intel processors right now. But like us gamers, like we want a viable third option when it comes to discrete graphics cards, you know, so we'll see. And I mean, they have basically been nabbing everybody up from both NVIDIA and AMD to work on this. So we'll see what it turns out to be. Let's just say that. So pretty exciting stuff. Obviously, if we hear more or get more leaks or any more information on the Arc Alchemist graphics cards, we'll definitely keep you guys up to date on that. Also, talking GPUs, it has been confirmed that we will. Well, they say this sometimes, sometimes it doesn't happen. But we would get RDNA 3 GPUs this year. Lisa Su, in their 2021 earnings call, she said that there'll be a number of new launches this year. AMD Zen 4, which we've talked about, and of course, RDNA 3 GPUs. So that would be the RX 7000 series.
Be cool.
I think this, it's going to be really interesting to see what this next generation brings on both sides. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah. I mean, AMD's always trailing, right? I get my hopes up like so many people do, right? That, we're going to be at parity, or we're going to beat NVIDIA, or AMD's going to beat NVIDIA, I should say. And it just doesn't get there. But yeah, no, I think on both sides, there's excitement. You know, you have crypto so much more prevalent than the last generation of cards, right? Like crypto wasn't new by any means when the 3000 series came out, but it's just so much more supply chain pieces, right? So like there's so
many
things.
That's what I think playing into this. The interesting thing will be, it's like, you know, for these, you know, the Radeon 7000 series and NVIDIA's RTX 4000 series, like, will we have supply? It'd be interesting to see the prices, because again, like the MSRP of the RTX 3000 series, like, or RTX 30 series, like, it's not realistic. It's not realistic anymore. So it's going to be really interesting to see what they set MSRPs at. And there was some people saying that there won't be MSRPs.
They're just not going to set one.
Yeah, they're not.
Does that mean we're not going to have a Founders Edition?
I don't know.
I mean, by having a Founders Edition that you make, like, you're the one that sells it, so you're setting the MSRP either way.
Yeah, maybe there's not going to be one. Yeah. I don't know. But it's just like, again, the GPU market has been like the wild, wild west. I mean, we've seen insane prices on graphics cards. And then hardly anybody is getting close to these MSRPs, even on the lower end cards like the 3050, the 6500 XTs and all that stuff. I mean, those are still selling for well over MSRPs. So I don't know. But like I said, the more GPUs there are, allows us to the more GPUs that are in the market means that hopefully we don't have these pricing issues, or we can at least, you know, if you tell us consumers, like, here's the MSRP, while it might be a lot higher than the previous generation, like, if we can stick to that MSRP, then we kind of know you know, we
you can budget for it, maybe.
Yeah, you can budget for it and you can price out your PC, you know, not like, oh, well, I have everything else priced out, but I mean, this graphics card can be like $700 or it can be like $1,700. I don't know. You know, right. It's like what I can find. So yeah, talking about stuff, we talked about the MSI Meg Z690 Godlike before. It has been officially launched by MSI. As we talked about, it will be sold in a bundle. So the bundle looks like this. The bundle will come with the motherboard, obviously, MSI's own Meg Core Liquid S360 AIO. This is a 360 millimeter AIO. And it will come with two 16 gig DIMMs of DDR5 from Kingston, their Fury Beast memory. So it all comes together in one big package. Limited edition. It's only going to be available through MSI. So if you previously purchased like a Godlike motherboard or a RTX 3080 or 3090, they'll offer it to you first.
Kind of weird.
Yeah, we've seen that. We've seen EVGA kind of do the same thing. I was going to say,
EVGA's program, though, feels more like solidified and I don't know. I maybe MSI has one and I'm just not as familiar with it.
Yeah, let's go to the website here, which is... I feel like MSI's website is like
that,
one
that... You got that fast internet, man.
No. The MSI website and like the Aorus website always take forever to load.
Slow, huh?
Yeah, it's weird. We'll see if it pops up. But yeah, I mean, this is what they showed.
It's loaded.
Like, this has everything. You know,
10 gig,
dual Thunderbolt, Wi-Fi 4, 6E,
yeah,
USB 4.0, dual PCI Express 5.0 slots. See, it's like still isn't loaded. That's like crazy. Dual USB 3.2 Gen 2x2 headers on the board. Like, there's a lot of stuff. Okay. I don't think it's like, if you click on where to buy, it's not going it's like a generic. Like, where to,
yep.
Yeah, but it's not gonna, this page is like crazy. Yeah, you would think there would. This is just going to take me to a generic. Yeah, it's not going to tell. Yeah. Okay. So, and look, see, look, like I just hit back.
Going back to it won't even.
I think it's like loading all this because it's like
so much on that.
Yeah. But still, I mean, it's kind of crazy. But in any case, you know, if you're like an MSI customer, if this is something you want, I think it's we set the price at, during our CES episode, because we met with MSI and they told us, I think it was $21.99,
something like that. It was expensive.
Yeah, it's expensive. Awesome system, and it is kind of nice that, you know, because of, I think they did explain this too. So I was like, are you going to do, like, you have this limited run? Are you going to do more? And I think they said because of the supply chain, like by the time they would put in the order, like it wouldn't. Like it would be to like, it would take forever to get like the next batch. Like this batch that they made, that's like all that's going to be available. I don't know how many that is. But yeah, pretty cool. I'm definitely a fan of this. Probably one of the best. It's like up there. There's a couple that are really, really nice as far as Z690 boards. So this is definitely one of those for sure. What do we got here? So we talked about it previously that ASRock opened up Ryzen 5000 series support on X370 motherboards. They started with some like random board. I forget which board it was. They opened that CPU support up to 5 more X370 motherboards by way of just a BIOS update. I mean, honestly, this should have been done from the beginning. But they have to sell newer motherboards.
Sell new boards, yep.
You know, so So the boards that got the update were the Fatality X370 Gaming K4, the Fatality X370 Gaming X, the Fatality X370 Professional Gaming, the X370 Killer SLI, and the X370 Killer the X370 Killer SLI AC, and the X370 Killer SLI. So those all got the update, or you have to download the update, obviously, but it's in, you know, you can download it and support it. I mean, at this point, this might be a good thing if you were somebody who didn't want to do the full upgrade, you know, and you had an X370 board. By just slotting in a 5000 series chip, you will get a significant increase in gaming specifically because there's more L3 cache on those chips. So we said that in our reviews of the 5000 series. So something to consider, considering your upgrade path wouldn't be a new motherboard as well as a new chip. So
yeah, budget friendly. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. So I like it. ASRock seems to be the only company that's doing it currently, but like I said, it just makes your upgrade path easier if that's kind of what you were thinking. Then we have some new small form factor cases being announced or released and announced this week. NZXT has made a new version of their H1. We reviewed the H1. It turned out that it was a fire hazard. And it was a big deal at that point that it was a fire hazard. Did they recall it? I don't remember.
I feel like they did.
Yeah, I believe they recall. I still have mine. But I believe they recalled it. Well, it's just sitting doing nothing. Yeah. So NZXT H1. I don't know if it's specifically called the V2, but everybody's calling it the V2. Some changes. It's definitely bigger. Where does it say? I think they have the list of changes down here. So it went from 13 liters to 15.6 liters. They say it's to make room for the latest graphics cards, more or less to make it a little bit bigger for better cooling. They added an extra USB-A port on the front IO. Fan controller via NZXT cam added. Rear exhaust fan in the GPU compartment. Yeah, you can kind of see it. They put this exhaust fan up here because there was no fans in the original. So you have that rear exhaust fan up there.
Yeah, the top just kind of like was a holding area for heat.
Yeah, that was a big issue. And improved PCIe riser. So the riser cable is a Gen 4 cable now. 750-watt gold power supply. I believe the original was 650, so you have 750 watts. And you have the built-in AIO, which I think was the best part of the original. It just works. You know, it's like a whole kit, basically. So you're getting the case, power supply, AIO, PCIe riser for $400.
Yeah, 750-watt power supply. I mean, it seems, I don't know, I still feel like it's a little high. I think I said that when the H1 originally came out. Mm-hmm. But getting them all together and bundled, yeah.
Wasn't the original $100 cheaper?
I don't know.
I will find out if I bring it up here.
Right there.
Let's see how much it was. $349. So I'm from $349 to $399.
So $50.
Well, you'd have to, so a Gen 4 and Gen 3 a riser are a little bit different in price.
A little
price,
different. You get 100 more watts power.
Yeah, so between a
650 to 750, right?
Yeah, 650 to 750. So yeah, $50 isn't bad, I guess. Still a lot. $400, you know, and you still have to buy CPU, motherboard, graphics card, memory, and storage.
Storage, yep.
Yeah, so yeah, but that is available, I believe now. Let me bring it back up here. I believe that is available. You can go get it. Yeah, available starting 2/21. So yeah, I always thought, I mean, I did really like the original, but yeah, there wasn't, enough cooling, and there wasn't the ability to add more cooling. So like a lot of these small form factors, like you can add in cooling where you know there's at least room for like some, at least one fan, if not more than that. But here there was the original, you couldn't, but they put that second fan, they put that fan in there. So yeah, check that out if you are interested. Available in black and white there. Oh, and they did make the holes bigger. So these holes are actually bigger than the original too, which definitely help out with cooling too. So yeah. And then to an even smaller case, Lee and Lee launched their A4H2O. And this is actually in collaboration with Dan Cases, which is like a very kind of boutique, small form factor case builder manufacturer. This thing is tiny.
It really
super
is.
Super tiny. This is 11 liter case, like just tiny. 11 liter, made of all aluminum, which is awesome. You can see that this one, what's crazy about this is only 11 liters, but it supports up to a 240 mil AIO, which is wild.
Yeah. I mean, it's barely going to fit there at the top, right?
Yeah. So
got just enough room.
On one side here, you would have your mini ITX case, or like mini ITX motherboard, and then your SFX power supply would kind of fit in there just barely. And then where your graphics card would be, that's where the riser cable goes. And then your graphics card goes in on the opposite side here. And yeah, it just goes in there pretty easily.
And it goes in like upside down. You know what I mean? The connectors on the top, that's where it had that cable wraps around.
I think that's, I don't know, I guess that's not for cooling purposes. That's interesting. But yeah, it's a pretty cool case. I mean, being that small and still being able to support a 240. So both side panels and the top panel do have ventilation. So you're getting some kind of natural ventilation. But just like we talked about with the original NZXT H1, like if you do install that 240, which you can kind of see here, like that's it. There's no other room for, cooling.
It's tiny.
Yeah, it's definitely tiny. But for somebody who's looking for that, you can still put a decent size. I mean, this case does support, I believe, if we look at it from this side. I mean, yeah, like you could support a 3-slot card there, full length. Oh, that's pretty crazy. Wiring this thing would be horrible. Just like all these small cases is just like,
I mean, I want a small case, but this is smaller than what I want.
Yeah, here's the top
view. I say I want one. When I look over and I have an Inwin 925 over here, monster.
That thing is a monster.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the top view of the case. You can kind of see how everything kind of goes along there. But yeah, pretty cool. So this is interesting. So the one with the PCI Express 3.0 riser is 119. The one with the PCI Express 4.0 riser is 154.
That's a big price difference.
Yeah, you would think like $20 difference, but.
Gotta pay for that new hotness.
Yeah. So definitely, I believe it's available. This is available February 9th. And available in both black and silver. So yeah, just, it would be cool to have like this, just a little small little thing, you know? But yeah, pretty cool. Go ahead and check that out. And this has been like, I mean, we've heard about it. We've heard rumors about it, but it was never confirmed by Rockstar. But now it's been officially confirmed that we're going to have Grand Theft Auto 6. It's an active development.
Awesome.
So they confirmed it. Yeah. I'm excited. They put out a kind of this message. the title has not been revealed. I mean, you would assume it's going to be Grand Theft Auto 6.
Yeah. Right? The next entry into it. Yep.
Yeah. So,
I never completed 5. I know I'll say that when we talk about 5 or talk about news about 6. Yeah. But I really should.
That's crazy. So the last, yeah, GTA 5 came out in 2013.
Yeah.
And you know what's kind of crazy is it's like you could still go in and have a great time playing that game now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Even just playing like the story, like without it, like, you know, just playing the story mode, like it still holds up quite well. I think that's the good thing. You know, well, they have after GTA 5, like they have a lot to live up to, I would say.
Yeah. Oh, well, and everyone, like, you know, GTA 3, I remember playing that on a friend's PlayStation 2, right? And like,
yeah,
you're like, oh man, this game's amazing. Then you have GTA 4, and it like every one of them has gotten better.
That's why I think
and they've that it's all like, been good.
It's good. You know, no clue. Like the rumors were like, this is going to come out between April 1st, 2023 and March 31st, 2024. Like take as long as you want, because if you can release a game that has a longevity that GTA 5 has had, again, we've seen so many games come out that are rushed and then it's just like not that great, you know, or there's issues and all this kind of stuff. Like, yeah, I would, you know, I don't see this coming out this year, maybe not even next year. It's going to be a while because they do focus a lot on story on this, you know, on GTA games too. So I know that's not as important these days as it was in 2013, but I still think that it's very important to this game. So I'd rather wait 2 years from now than, you know, to get a good game and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, well, as the more we hear about that, we will definitely keep you guys updated for sure. Next week, I'm going on a little vacation starting this Friday. I might get some stuff done, but you know, we will definitely see. We'll still have news and stuff on the site and all that, all that kind of good stuff, but not really sure. I have a lot of stuff into review, but going on, like I said, little mini long a weekend. Vacay. Yeah. And then you're going on a vacay too.
Yeah.
Coming up. So yeah, I feel like it's like the, you know, after CES vacay. That's what I'm gonna call it.
Okay.
Even though we didn't go to CES this year, but it's kind of like the after CES vacay. But yeah, as we come to the end here, we talk about if we did anything tech related, saw anything.
No, I mean, I got a pretty sweet laptop in to review. So
yeah, that's exciting.
Playing with that a little bit. It's super beefy. I mean, it's got some pretty awesome specs. So, yeah, that's kind of what I'm looking at. Got a cooler in today that I'll be taking a look at.
Yeah.
360 from Cooler Master. So,
yeah, I have a lot of stuff to review.
Did you update your Apex?
I did. It went real fast. Good. Yeah. I updated Apex. So we'll be jumping on Apex Legends after this. Updated Apex. Oh, I just started watching it. I only got like 10 minutes in because I just was tired. I went to bed the other night. But everybody's talking about the Tinder swindler. It's on Netflix. It's about this guy who basically, like, I guess the gist of it is that he's like meets girls on Tinder and he like poses that he's like the son of like this like billionaire who's like a diamond. He's like the big diamond dealer or whatever. And then I don't know how he initially got it all set up because, you know, he like meets a girl and he's like, hey, like we're like, it's like over in Europe. He's like, hey, like we're flying to Amsterdam. Like, do you want to come on our private jet? Blah, blah, blah. Takes a girl and like kind of woos these girls who are like, you know, you go on any date, you're not used to somebody being like, hey, do you want to go on my private jet? And then he like makes up some story that's like, hey, like the people are like after me because of my dad. Like, can I borrow like $10,000? Like, I'll pay you back in like a week. You know, he's like, they froze all my accounts. So he's like, I just need to, you know, whatever. And like, the girls are like, yeah, like this guy has a ton of money. Like he's taking me on a private jet.
Of course he'll be able to pay me back.
Yeah. Like, you know, and I guess he just does it over and over and over again. But I don't, I haven't watched that far in, but that's like pretty crazy.
You're flying on the last girl's money, right?
Like, I guess. Yeah. I mean, it's just like those, like the insurance scams or like those type of things where people do, or like the, like investing scams, the same thing. It's like, you know, you take, you're not getting the returns and then you just take, you know, bring right, in more.
So you got to keep bringing people in. Yeah. To pay off the last guy. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, what I also saw, let me find it. It was a pretty crazy story. So there was like that big crypto. Let's see if I can find it. Okay, yeah. So $3.6 billion of Bitcoin was just seized by the DOJ. Mm-hmm. And the person who they found it in their wallet was this weird person. But it's a crazy story. Yeah, they've laundered billions of dollars in cryptocurrency stolen from Bitfinex. And they try to launder all this money through it. But they try to launder, I don't know. There's some are saying 3.6 now. It's up to, I guess it's up to 4.5 because it increased since the the initial thing. But if you guys want to check out the story, I was reading it the other day and it's just crazy. You know, that yeah. But like trying to, you know, they took all the money out of the exchange, or somebody did, and put it in their wallet. And then they try to like launder the Bitcoin out of their wallet, you know, slowly or whatever. It's like a, like I said, read the story. You can just put in, You can just put in like, I just put in crypto bust and it's like the first top story there. But yeah, it's a pretty crazy story. Yeah, it's rather interesting. That's the other tech thing that I did. Haven't watched anything new.
Yeah, we started Boba Fett like last week or something.
Oh yeah, you were talking about that. I need to check that out as well. Always just so busy, so much stuff going on. So, but yeah, we will see everybody back here next week. I assume we'll have stuff to talk about coming up next week. So definitely stay tuned for that. But as I said, we are going to jump over to Twitch. Twitch.tv/ThinkComputers. We're going to be playing Apex Legends. New season, new game mode, new hero, or
new champion. Legend. Yep.
Legend.
Are they legends or champions?
I don't know. We should know this. We've been playing this game since the beginning.
For 3 years.
We're title noobs. Yeah.
Because it's
but anyways,
3 year anniversary. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyways, we'll be doing that. So Ryan will have the stream up here momentarily. Again, twitch.tv/thinkcomputers. Thanks everybody for coming out. Everybody in the chat, old man in the chat, as well as Rick from Florida. Enjoy the weather down there, Rick, for sure. And we'll see everybody here next week.